Welcome to Tesla's Temple to Tech with your host, Mark Alessi. Tune in every Sunday morning from 8:45 to 9 a.m. on 1100 WHLI to learn more about innovation on Long Island through the amazing vision of the Tesla Science Center at Wardenclyffe.
Hello, this is Mark Alessi, and you are joining us here at Tesla World Radio. How are you today?
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm joined here with Lisa Mirabelli from Vertigo Media. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing well. You guys have a lot of exciting things going on this month, and I'm super excited to tell everyone about it.
That's right. That's right. Just coming back from the West Coast, I traveled from L.A., where I was asked to come speak at the Griffith Observatory and met with a number of potential supporters and current supporters there. We had a event at Tesla Motors in Santa Monica.
Wow.
Yep. So knowing that we were going to be in town, Tesla Motors opened up one of their showrooms and let us do an event there for the folks that were a part of our crowdfund so I can give them an update. And then I took 2 days. So I had to work in the beginning of the week and the end of the week, and I dragged my family with me.
Yeah.
Oh, they had a blast. But we drove up the U.S. coastal, Pacific Coast Highway, Route 1, through the mountains, through Big Sur. Very scenic. It was beautiful. Yeah, it was absolutely beautiful. My family's ready to be bi-coastal if they could. But then I ended up in San Francisco, and we had our exhibit in Oakland. And so we were doing our last event there, and I had to shut down the exhibit. It was time.
Had a really great showing out there.
It exceeded expectations. We started the exhibit in Oakland, I think it was last October, and we planned to run it through December, and it kept getting extended because we kept selling out. And the host of the exhibit, OK Stereo, Warren Dewey, who owns Berkeley Stereo. Warren's an interesting guy. Let me just go into that a little bit. And this is a little bit about, the folks that reach out that want to help launch this science center here on Long Island from all over the world.
That's the interesting part.
Yes.
It's always so amazing to me the type of people that are really Tesla enthusiasts that understand what his core mission was and want to support us in building it right here on Long Island. I think you're going to get so many more eyes. The more we do this, the more we get the word out. I just think it's going to just grow and grow.
Agreed.
It's really great for Long Island.
Agreed. So it was last August that I had a meet with some contributors on the West Coast, and I was planning on going out there, and I got a call from Warren Dewey. Now, Warren started his career in the mid-60s at Mercury Records. He was a sound engineer in a room like this. I think he took it from 4-track to 8-track to 16-track to 24-track to digital. He worked with Jimi Hendrix and others. That's how he started his career. He went on to do sound engineering in movies, and I walked through his apartment, which we ended up doing the exhibit at, this beautiful loft in Jack London Square in Oakland. And he had a couple of Voltron figures. And now Warren's a little bit older than I am. I grew up with Voltron. I'm like, I love Voltron. Why? What's up with the figures? And he's like, well, I did the sound on Voltron. So I'm thinking, wait a second. All these sounds that are still stuck in my head of like when Voltron opens his sword, Warren created it. And just listening to how they created sounds, it was pretty remarkable. But he just kept letting us extend the exhibit. He hosted for free. Tesla Motors, they asked us to do an employee night there. It sold out in 5 minutes, 5 times. Eventually, I said we couldn't do it anymore. But, the capacity of the location was 100 people. So we would put out the notice to Tesla Motors.
500 people.
Yeah, 500 people just from Tesla Motors. Yes. While we were there, we had Warren Dewey, who fired us off the biggest Tesla coil in the world.
Amazing.
He would bring a slightly smaller Tesla coil, 20 feet high, to the parking lot, and that's how we ended each night, was everybody would filter outside from the exhibit and whatever the event was and see lightning being shot all over the place in the parking lot, and we were blowing up gasoline cans and gunpowder, and it was pretty awesome.
Cool. And the Tesla technology that's used in that Tesla coil is pretty amazing, and if anyone that's listening has not seen a Tesla coil lit, I highly recommend that you visit TeslaScienceCenter.org. Join as a member, and you can see the videos of the 40-foot Tesla coil being lit right on our property.
That's right. That was Greg Lay. So I met Greg doing this event out in Oakland, and I was introduced to him from folks from the Exploratorium, which is one of the best science centers in the world right there in San Francisco. And they said, if you're doing anything on the West Coast with over 5,000 volts, you consult this gentleman, Greg Lay. Greg is out of Stanford University, but he works for Google X, but he has his project called Lightning on Demand, which is where he's studying the inception of lightning, and he needs Tesla coils. He builds them for his own research, but he puts on an amazing show and really just, you know, was remarkable about the exhibit. He's such a fan, he decided to ship the Tesla coil or drive it himself for 5 days to Wardenclyffe for the Tesla birthday, a 40-foot coil. We had 1,200 people come. So we talked about on the podcast, trying to get people to come. 1,200 people. So our biggest crowd up until now was 700. So we almost doubled. Almost doubled. And then my staff 3 days before said, we have this 40-foot Tesla coil. Our program's during the day. People want to see the lightning at night. And I was like, well, absolutely. It's 3 days before. I can't afford to do something extra. And they're like, well, do it as a fundraiser. And I was like, it was 3 days before. How are we going to do that? The staff was like, please trust me. And I know you had a big part of it through Vertigo and doing all the advertising. We had hundreds of people show up. We did make some money off of it. But what was really remarkable is the community got to see what this place is going to be. So I had hundreds of people in front of me for this great show. I'm announcing Greg Lay. And then I looked to my left, and outside of the fence, right next to where the coil was going to fire off, were hundreds of people. And I was like, look, we have a fan base outside. And we didn't mind that they didn't pay. It was going to be a free show. Great. Just as I'm about to announce Greg Lay, I hear a roar behind me. And there's another few hundred people outside the other fence.
Oh, yeah.
So we had, you know, another 500 people outside the fence from the community that came because they were excited.
That's great support.
That's
what that doesn't say that, you know,
yes,
it's a place that everyone really wants to be a part of. I don't know what does.
Yep.
That's great support.
Somebody passed a hat around outside because they, you know, they just wanted to contribute, and you know, everybody gave like a dollar or two that was outside of the gates. It was such a cool, organic, you know, event. But while we're out in Oakland and we're doing all that and all the great advertising that you did when we were out there, there was a gentleman named Jerry Factor who is involved or is one of the descendants of the Max Factor line of products.
Oh, I grew up with Max Factor.
Yeah. And so he reached out because he's very involved with the Griffith Observatory. He actually is a sponsor or the donor who sponsors the Tesla coil at Griffith. And Griffith is this amazing observatory in the middle of L.A., right on top of the Hollywood Mountain, right near the Hollywood sign.
That was in that movie.
La La Land.
La La Land.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if anyone has not been to the Griffith Observatory, that's a place that you should definitely try
absolutely
to go out and see. But Tesla, so tell me more about Tesla's participation.
So, Jerry asked me to come speak, and they opened it up to their membership, and there was about 150 people there in their auditorium, and I got to tell them a little bit of the history of Nikola Tesla himself. I always give that little grounding in case people don't have the full story of Tesla. And then I talked about how, you know, we went about saving Wardenclyffe and the board and how hard they worked for over two decades to save the property. And then the crowdfund, the world record-breaking crowdfund that saved the property. And then I laid out our plan to open the property and how much it's going to cost and how we need help. And there were people in that crowd that basically came forward and said, we want to help in some way. And so whenever we travel, you know, unfortunately, we're holding a hat in hand, trying to raise money to open the property. We have enough funding on site or on hand to open our first building, which we filed permits for. We're waiting, you know, Suffolk County Department of Health will, you know, hopefully approve those permits soon. And then we go to the town of Brookhaven and we'll be able to open our visitor center. We'll start working on it this fall and open it in the spring. That's our goal.
The one thing that I love about the Tesla Science Center and what we're trying to create there is that it truly is a grassroots marketing effort. You have people that want this here, and they're participating and getting to their fullest capability, you know, to make this happen. And that, to me, shows passion and drive. And that's where I get kind of emotional about
yeah
it, because it is something that we need so desperately, and to build it with our, you know, everyone's money, and for them to be a real part of it, it's quite something.
That's, you know, the biggest thing that we have to remember as an organization. It was saved partly by a local community that got very aggressive, but then it was opened up to the world through the crowdfund that Matt Inman helped run for us. And we were instantly, you know, it was a world historic site to begin with, but the fact that the world helped save it, 108 countries, 33,000 donors, every single state in the United States participated. This is not just a Long Island site. This is just not just a New York site. It's not just a United States site. This is a world historic site in our backyard. And the fact that we have all these eyeballs, and the fact that so many people in that crowd were from the tech community, and that's a celebration of who Tesla was. He was an inventor. He invented technologies that changed the world and was almost forgotten. And now we have this opportunity to truly honor him, not only by telling the past of what he did at this historic site in the historic lab. People will be able to walk into that historic lab and see his inventions and hear his story. But to truly honor Tesla, who was a futurist, we can celebrate the greatest technologies today. And the fact that we have folks from Google or from Facebook or from any of the tech companies here on Long Island, Softion, you know, one of the fastest growing tech companies here on Long Island out of Stony Brook University, Softion software, which provides the back end software for healthcare platforms like the ACA and Medicaid and Medicare. That entrepreneur that started that company, Eugene Sion, he was an immigrant to the United States, and he was an inventor, very similar to Tesla. And he created a platform that is changing the world in its own way. And he was one of our first major benefectors, right after Elon Musk.
Those are the type of people that you really want.
Yeah.
Something like this, and the fact that they want to be a part of it, you know, says something to what you're building. So in honoring Tesla, we talk about the innovations and what's to come. You mentioned the first building that's opening is going to be a visitor building. And then what are plans for some of the secondary buildings that you think?
Sure.
And outside, so we're rehabbing the lab, right?
Rehab the lab. Yep.
Which is where we really need your help, folks. So, again, go to TeslaScienceCenter.org, become a member, or donate whatever you can. Like we said, 33,000 people at a dollar a person means a lot to us. So
that's right.
If you can, you know, give what you can, that's TeslaScienceCenter.org, and help us build this and rehab the lab. And then the secondary buildings, which are really exciting to me, and again, an honor to Tesla and his vision, because we wouldn't be happy if we just sat still, right? Is the makerspace that you're looking to build. So tell me.
Right. Well, so it's a three-legged stool. So we will have a museum dedicated to Tesla and telling his history and the history of other inventors of his era. It'll be a science center where we have the greatest science exhibits from around the world visiting here to Long Island, so that folks in the New York metro area or visitors to the New York metro area who come to see Tesla will also see some of the greatest science exhibition that is currently happening today. And then the forward-looking thing, in addition to a makerspace, which we definitely want to empower inventors of today and give them the tooling they need and the training they need to use that kind of tooling, whether it's laser cutters or 3D printers or just teaching kids robotics and coding and helping them create. But the third stool, leg of the stool, is going to be a business accelerator. And, you know, mind you, this isn't just a museum saying, hey, we're going to have a business incubator or accelerator. We've had innovators from around the world say, you should do a business accelerator there. We don't care. Quite honestly, they said, we don't care about Long Island, but we care about this site and you have our eyeballs. So why wouldn't you help the Teslas of today? And they don't just mean Long Island Teslas. All over. Bring the best of the best here and then bring the best of the best eyeballs here in mentorship. And, you know, my other hat, I get this industry. I run the Business Incubator Association for New York State. We have over 100 incubators and accelerators around the state, over 2,000 startups. Everybody in my network is excited about what this place could become in terms of as an epicenter for innovation. So really, really remarkable site and project. And we're off to a tremendous start now. And like Lisa said, if you go to our website and you join as a member, we are starting to already offer virtual exhibition on the website for our members. There's a couple of freebies there for everybody because that's what we do. But we want to do a deeper dive, and we want to build our membership and build this science center.
Well, thank you, Mark. Again, join us next week for Tesla World Radio.
Tesla's Temple to Tech airs Sunday mornings at 8:45 right here on 1100 WHLI. Or go to WHLI.com/Tesla for podcast library.